From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, USA, USA. I'm Mike Pesca. It's Friday, July 4th, 2008. Happy birthday, America. America was born today. It was a breech birth, and it came out kicking. The country was nursed upon the teat of liberty as it suckled upon the sweet nectar of freedom. As it grew up, it was swaddled in the pamper of economic prosperity because it would often poop out discontent and populist unrest. Soon enough, young America enrolled in the Montessori School of Justice and enjoyed the juice of equality from the sippy cup of beneficence before enjoying the nap time of waving wheat fields and fertile valleys. But lo, it was awakened by the call of flowing rivers, and unfortunately, it couldn't get to the potty of environmental stewardship, so it had to wear the borrowed pants of civic disquiet. In its teenage years, America too often wanted to borrow the Oldsmobile of expansionism and play the Xbox of manifest destiny, but that, my friends, is a story for another time. For today on the BPP, we celebrate America's birth and its greatness. I have a picture of George Washington sitting in a hospital bed without makeup, looking like hell. But I am sure, I am ensured that mom and baby are doing well. I don't know who the mother of the country would be, so I went with George Washington. It is our July 4th extravaganza show. We will revisit a couple of patriotic interviews the BPP has done in years past. The entire enterprise is patriotic, informing the public. We'll kick it off with a conversation with the late Jordan Wright. He had one of the largest collections of campaign memorabilia in the world. Then to a true American patriot, Liz Phair. Liz was an idol to frustrated rockers, a hero to fed-up feminist women, and one of the most pleasant conversations we ever had. What is more American than that? It's the 15th anniversary of Exile in Guyville. And George Washington gets all the credit, like I just gave him during this, the 4th of July holiday. What about John Adams, America's first vice president, the man who is credited with helping keep the Union together during the Revolutionary War? We'll give it up to the J to the A later in the show. We'll have today's headlines in just a minute, but first.
Send in the clouds.
A little song, a little dance, a little seltzer down your face.
It is hard to say goodbye to a clown. Longtime Bozo the Clown Larry Harmon died yesterday of heart failure. He was 83. Harmon didn't invent the Bozo character, but he's credited with making the clown into a global business. The character was first created in 1946 for Children's Records and first voiced by Pinto Colvig, better known as the voice of Goofy. Harmon got a job playing the clown at local appearances to promote the records, and in the early 1950s, he bought the rights to the character. Harmon then added the signature elements of the Bozo look, the orange hair, the red nose, the red, white, and blue costume. Before the days of TV syndication, Harmon trained more than 200 clowns to play Bozo at local stations across the country. The most famous of them was a young Willard Scott.
They picked me to be Bozo. I went to clown school in California, and I was either going to be a politician when I graduated or Bozo. And I chose the straight life. I chose Bozo. See, I can still do it. That's the Bozo laugh.
Harmon licensed the character as well. Nearly every country in the world has a Bozo cartoon.
Bozo, il est temps de te réveiller.
The influence of Bozo on the clowns of today is clear. Without Bozo, there would be no Krusty. And when you think about the term Bozo, it's become synonymous with clownish behavior. Back in 1996, Harmon said he is proud of his legacy.
Anybody can do anything for 50 years has to be pretty successful. So Bozo is the longest-running children family show in the world and has created a positive influence for the families around the world for the last 50 years.
Larry Harmon is survived by his wife Susan, a son, and four daughters.
Send in the clowns. Those daffy, laffy clowns. Send in those...
Now, let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.